On Tuesday, a black Columbia University professor found a noose hanging on the door of her office. Could it be a copycat of the noose in the Gina Six case? There have been a series of noose incidents. One was left in the bag of a black Coast Guard cadet, another at the University of Maryland, and yet another at a police locker room in Long Island. We've got Rico Wright, a doctoral student at Columbia's Teachers College, to talk about what's going on at Columbia and more. Welcome, Rico.
Thanks for having me.
So the noose was found outside the office of a professor named Madonna Constantine. She's part of Teachers College, where you're doing your graduate work. What did you find out about what had gone on?
Well, a text message was sent to me by a colleague, and it simply stated that a noose was hung on Professor Constantine's door. And this was approximately 3:30 in the afternoon, and this incident had occurred around 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning.
And so what was the reaction of the student body?
Well, initially, everybody was sort of shocked and hurt. Like, our hearts immediately went out to Professor Constantine. And the shock came because we just did not expect that to happen at our institution. We felt that the security is very tight. And for something like that to occur at our institution, you know, we just thought it was the last thing that could happen.
Now, there's also an investigation of anti-Semitic graffiti in a men's bathroom on the Columbia campus. Do you think that the noose in particular is a copycat and that there is a wave of intimidation, but that it may be, I'm trying to find the right word for it, but it may be less serious, certainly, than lynching, certainly than physical attacks, and may just be done to try to distract people?
Well, you know, there's a lot of speculation as to what the intent was of the perpetrator. But we sort of see these incidents as isolated, you know. We don't know whether it's, you know, a hoax or not. But it's serious to us because we understand the history of lynching and we know what a noose represents. So regardless of whether it was, you know, just a noose being hung or someone actually doing something, we take it just as serious because, you know, the noose is sort of an indication that, you know, somebody can really be hurt in any particular situation. So,
well, let me give you a hypothetical. I'm a white supremacist. I'm tired of seeing black students around campus doing their thing. And I say, well, look, if I hang a noose, they will be running around like chickens with their heads cut off. They won't be studying. I will have accomplished my goals.
It's interesting that you say that, actually, because as we were rallying together, you know, there were several students, you know, who were amongst us studying. You know, here we are talking about our plan of action, yet you had individuals preparing for exams, including myself. And at the same time, another issue that comes to mind is that as students, like, this particular issue brought us together. So if anything, you know, I hate to sort of undermine the hate crime, but it really brought our campus together. Now we're working closely with the administration along with the faculty to sort of deal with the issue of racism and hate. So it's difficult to say, you know, sometimes people see a situation as a hate crime as like, okay, we need to address this. But now as a campus, like, we're more united and we're now looking at broader social political issues in light of what happened on Tuesday.
So where do you go from here, both in terms of integrating it perhaps into your studies and staying on top of the investigation?
Yeah, very good question. Actually, we've been discussing sort of having a mandatory course at Teachers College as part of the curriculum, perhaps a zero-level course, where we actually deal with these issues of accountability, awareness, and just acceptance. You know, we want to talk about race matters. We want to talk about race relations. We want to talk about multiculturalism in this particular course. Now, in terms of the investigation, that's all NYPD. We're sort of waiting to hear back from what they, you know, what they determine.
Well, Rico, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Rico Wright is a student at the Teachers College at Columbia University. He joined us from our NPR studios in New York.